Hi, this is Elena and Wesley, host of Life at 11, and this is Our Future is Missing Voice America Kids. Please be on the lookout for
13-year-old Leanne Warner. Leanne went missing from her home in Chisholm, Minnesota, June 14, 2003. She is considered lost and injured. Leanne was 3 feet, 2 inches, 48 pounds when she went missing from her home. Leanne Warner was last seen wearing a sleeveless dark blue denim dress. Leanne has a mole on her left leg just above her ankle and also goes by the nickname of Beaner.
If you know of Leanne Warner's whereabouts, please contact the National Children of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Leanna, age progressed to 12 years, please click on the link on the Voice America Kids homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com.
Thank you.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Welcome to Runway Role Models, proof that there are still some amazing people out there who are making a difference. Now, here is your host.
Thank you. Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier, and today we are talking about me. How are you guys? I haven't talked to you in forever, and I'm so sorry, but life has gotten to me. My parents are going through a very tough divorce, and that's sort of why I haven't been here, but I still love you guys so much, and thank you so much for still being fans. And today I decided that I have so many people that are on my show that are great role models and they're great leaders, and I talk to them and you hear a little bit about me, but nobody really knows who I am and why I started this radio show. So I decided that it would be a really great idea to talk about me because it's really cool. I love talking about me. I mean, who doesn't like talking about themselves? So today with me, I have my beautiful, amazing mommy.
Hi,
her name
Cassie.
Is Liz. I pressured her to come over here because she's going to be the little commentary. And of course, Perry.
Hi, Cassie.
He was on my show before, so let's get this started. Before we get it started, you know that I dance, I sing, I act, I model, I'm an interviewer, but we're going to get into the depths of Cassie Frazier and how I got it all started. So first off, if you guys don't know how old I am 16. My birthday is July 18th. I was born in 95. My lucky number is 18 just because it's something really special to me. I have no idea why, probably because it's the date of my birth. And where I'm originally from Aurora, Illinois. I'm a snow baby. I have no idea how I ended up here. That was my mom.
I like the warmth.
The warmth.
It's too cold in the Midwest.
Yeah, I have no idea. Personally, I'd like to live in Illinois. I think Christmas would be so pretty and like cold, and you get to wear all those cool clothes.
Drive in the slush.
It's so much fun. Okay, well, if you had a chauffeur, then I think it'd be really cool.
Chauffeur.
So you'd be my chauffeur.
Like I'm not now.
Yeah, I know, right? Hello. I'm still 16 to have my mommy drive me. But when I was younger, what did I want to be? Oh, wow. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a dancer, a ballerina.
So can I tell them?
Some of the things.
Can I tell them the story? Let me tell them the story.
I always knew that I wanted to be a performer. And so when I was little, this is so embarrassing, but I used to dance to Shania Twain in my diaper and my mom's high heels.
And I have it on video.
Oh my gosh. And I used to have a little microphone, and sometimes I'd have jewelry with me, and I'd be dancing and singing along. And I always knew I wanted to be a performer, and I wanted to be out there. And I even got my start later on, and I know one of these days, Mom, you're going to bring that somewhere, and it's going to be...
Yeah, YouTube. Look
YouTube!
For it.
Please, please don't look at it. Please don't Google me or anything like that.
We only have the back of her, so
can't
see the
front
of her.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so it's not too...
It's not too,
too
embarrassing, but it's still embarrassing. And I do have siblings. I have 5 other siblings. Whoa. I have an older brother. His name is Kyle. He is 17. He's like my best friend. My twin, couldn't live without him. We do almost everything together, like everything. And then I have a younger brother named Coco. His real name is Colton, but when I was younger, I couldn't pronounce Colton, so I used to call him Coco for short, and everybody still makes fun of him. He's a freshman in high school, and everybody's like, why do you call him Coco? So that's such a baby name. I'm like, that will forever be his
he
name
loves
for
it,
me.
Though.
Yeah, I know. You can totally tell. And then there's Caden, the goofball. He's 12, but he still acts like he's 17 or he's 21. He still thinks he's bigger than everybody else, but he's the goofball of the family. Then there's Kasha, who's also the little performer. She is 8 years old, and she is always, Cassie, what are you doing? Who are you going to interview today? Can I come with you?
So she wants to be a singer.
She wants to be a singer. She's actually really good at singing,
yeah,
too, if you've
is.
Ever heard her. I've only heard her in the shower because she's too embarrassed to sing anywhere else. And then there's Callie, the littlest of all. She just turned 3, and it's really weird because when people ask me, I was like, she's 2. I mean, she's 3. It's pretty crazy that 3 years ago, it's like, where has the time gone? And she's really the personality of our whole family. I mean, she'll tell you like it is. It's so funny because there are words that she says, and I'm just like, how do you know how to say that? What? Who taught you that?
And she's a whiz with the iPad and the
iPhone.
Oh,
and she knows how to work an iPhone and an iPad better than I do. Like, there are some things on the iPad that I have no idea to, like, no idea. And she'll just be drawing on it. She'll be looking up YouTube videos. It's really cool. I think it's amazing. And I do have pets. I have 2 dogs. One's name is Panda. She's really old. She's like 13?
She's probably about 12 now. 12? Yeah,
she's
about
12. Really, really old.
But
and
she's
then,
good still.
Yeah, she's like the protector of the family.
She saved your life.
Yeah, she saved my life. When I was jumping on a trampoline, there was a rattlesnake below, and so she
warned us.
She warned us.
Got it out.
It was really cool. And then I have a little baby Pomeranian named Ginger, and I got her three to 4 years ago during Christmas time. It was really funny. I don't know, for some reason I really wanted a dog, and I remember like, Mom, I really need a dog. I really want it. So I remember searching, because once I'm like on the hook of something, I like really search for it. And when I was on the internet, I found this really cute, like, all these cute little dogs with bows on them. I was like, Mom, I really want it, please. And look, she's rolling her eyes right now.
No
dog.
She's we
all,
have one.
No dogs. That's it. And I was like, Mom, please. So my mom went to go just look at them. And the day that I was at school, my teacher was like, oh, I got a dog I found on Craigslist. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I sprinted home, and I was like, literally, I, like, busted open the door. I was like, Mom, I know where we can get a dog. We can get it on Craigslist. She's like, okay, well, where's your computer? I was like, it's upstairs in my room. And she's like, okay, go get it. I was like, okay, I'll be right there. And it was really weird because my grandmother was there, and we call her Boucha, and my Boucha never really comes over to our house. So I was like, oh, hi, Boucha. I was like, why are you here? I was like, never mind. I had to go get my computer. I sprinted upstairs. I flung open the door, and I'm like, I ran in, and right there, sitting on a floor with a little pillow, and has like little bells over his neck, is this beautiful, pretty little Pomeranian dog. And I just stopped, and literally, I thought it was a joke. I was like, you've got to be kidding. I just remember looking at it like, is this mine? I'm like,
and it was the exact same one you
it
found
was,
online.
It was. And I was like touching it, and I like, it was just like so surreal. I was like, what? Is this mine? I mean, I can have this? I thought you would be like, oh, no, it's not yours.
We gotta return it.
We gotta return it. I'm like, oh, okay. But I just remember holding it, and I was just so out of it. I can't believe it was mine. And then you're like, yeah, well, you have to do this with it, and you have to do that. I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I just want this so bad.
But you don't do that now, do
you? Yeah,
we?
No. Mm-hmm. I used to dress it up all the time.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
No, she doesn't like that. But I used
I don't
to dress
think that's
her
normal.
Up. Dressing up dogs?
Yeah, that's just not normal.
What do you mean?
They have fur. They don't need clothes.
Well, I used to dress it up in its little, like, sweatshirts, and I used to take it outside to go to the bathroom in the morning. Oh, my gosh. Funniest thing ever. Oh, my gosh. But we won't talk about that because I won't embarrass her too much. But her little name is Ginger. So that's pretty much about Cassie. So my child life growing up. Wow. That's pretty awesome. I remember growing up, it was a very loving home. My mom and dad always encouraged me on what I need to do and what I can do. And I just remember when growing up that my brothers always encouraged me and they always pushed me the most. And you always pushed me, Mom, all the time. You always telling me, do it. If you don't do it, you're going to regret it.
Tell them how shy you were.
Oh, my gosh. When I was growing up.
Ten years old. Gosh. Up to 10 years old. I couldn't
was
get
it
you
10?
To speak.
I thought it was like 11.
No. You were like 10. I was like, really? Teachers were complaining about
you. I remember being really, really shy. Like, super shy. Like, to the point where I'd hide behind you. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't like being shy. Like, inside, I thought it was so horrible to, like, because I see these girls and, like, hanging out and they're laughing and joking. And I always remember thinking, well, I want that. Like, why can't I have that? And so I just remember, like, oh, what do I need to do? And I always, like, cross my fingers, hoping, praying to the Lord that my teacher would sit me next to someone who's super talkative and really wants to be my friend and kind of pushed me.
That didn't work
because even if they did push me, I was still really shy and I still didn't really want to be in the crowd. I wanted to be noticed, but I was really, really scared to be noticed. And I remember having one or two friends in like fourth grade, which is really bad because when you're growing up, you have like thousands of friends, and I remember having like one or two, and they're still my friends today, so it's really good. But yeah, that's
and then the teacher
said,
you need to put your daughter in pageants. And I thought, yeah, I can't even get her to get off of my leg.
And so then I remember a little like card coming in the mail for NAM, and NAM stands for National American Miss, and it's a type of pageant. And I remember my mom going, Cassie, you really need to do this. I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, let's do it, Mom. That would be so much fun. I'm like, really? No, that's not the answer. You know, you pray to God that something happens. Like, give me a sign so that you can help me be who I want to be. And then something comes, and you're like, no, I think I'll do something else instead. But the little card came, and I was looking over everything, and I just remember thinking, this looks really fun. Like, I really want to do this. And I remember coming to you and going, well, okay, Mom, so, yeah, let's do a pageant. And I remember you being like, really?
Well, we went to the workshop, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we met Allison.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Allison.
That is a friend.
Shout out to Allison.
Yeah.
Did not
shut
up.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to have to be another segment. But yeah. I'll give you a brief thing of it. So about the friend that you always wanted that's really talkative. I remember coming to the workshop and you're so intimidated because there's these beautiful women walking around and they have these crowns on and you just want to be just like them. And I remember sitting down and there was a girl next to me and she looked at me. She's like, hi, my name is Allison Bliss. Who are you? And I was like, I'm Cassie. Oh my gosh, really? Well, that's really cool. Where are you from? What's your favorite color? What do you want to do when you be able to, like, all this stuff? And I was just like, oh my gosh, this girl is so annoying. And I tell her all the time. I'm like, Allison, you're so annoying. But it's really cute. I'll tell you more about this story, but we're going to take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Have you
heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier. The show is Runway Role Models, and we are talking about Cassie. So like I was saying before the break, I had this friend that I met at the NAMM workshop. Her name was Allison, super talkative, wanted to be my friend, wanted to be this, all this stuff. And I remember going home and thinking, I could never be like Allison. Like, I'm like, if you have to be super talkative and super confident and had to know what to say and what to do, I'm never going to win a pageant. I remember thinking to myself, really, what did I get myself into?
Well, I thought the same thing.
I remember coming to you, Mom, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you're like, once you start something, Cassie, you have to finish it. And I just remember begging you, please don't make me do this. Please. I don't want to. And you're like, no, I already paid for it. You're doing
it. So there.
And I remember, Allison, we used to email all the time. And her emails were like 5-page paragraph essays. They were so long. I didn't know where to start. It was pretty crazy. And I remember just saying one or two things back to her. But as we're still friends, and Allison still knows I call her annoying all the time because we are just complete dorks together. And I love her so much. She's like my sister, my other half. She knows exactly what I'm going through. And I know exactly when she's going through something and she really needs help with it. And I'm so glad that I met someone like her. And the pageant experience the first year was really great, having someone that kind of clung to me and made me bring into the circle, because I never had a friend like that that actually brought me into, you know, with the other girls. And she sort of created the circle because she was so talkative and she was so confident. She was so out there that it was really great being with someone like that. And so then my second pageant, I remember, well, my first pageant, come in like, I think
if there was 100, she was 99.
Yeah.
Remember, we were
really
like
bad.
Looking at you, and I said, don't worry, Cassie, you never have to do this again. And you're like, what?
I'm like,
coming
what?
Back next
I'm doing
year.
This every single year. And you're like, oh great. And then my second pageant, I made third runner up. It was so
amazing.
Awesome. It was so awesome. I couldn't.
You still cried.
Yeah, I cried, but I didn't.
You cried because you lost.
I know. Like, I didn't think. I thought I was going to win. And then they're like, Cassie Frazier, third runner up. I was like, you're joking. I'm like, no, let me see the recount. Can you please recount this? I don't think you got this right. I remember coming off the stage and you're like, Cassie, it's okay.
I thought that was wonderful.
You're like,
you did
such a great job. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I did so bad. I did third runner up. And you're like, really, Cassie? You need to be thankful that you made third runner up.
Girls would love for you.
It was really great. And then the next year, I was so determined to win.
And we weren't going that
And
year.
You weren't going because you were pregnant with Callie. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, no, we're going.
No, I wasn't pregnant. I was in labor.
Oh, okay. That's true.
I was in labor that day.
She was about to give birth. And I remember, like, no, we're going. And I packed all your stuff. And it was – we used to live in Tucson. And now we live in Phoenix. So – we had to drive, and you had to sit in the car for about 2 hours, almost ready
Things
to.
We do for our
yeah,
children.
I'm really sorry.
You owe me.
And then, but I ended up winning, so it
yeah,
was
you
really
better
great.
Have.
It was really awesome that I won, but I remember. Okay, so when you have to tell them the funny story, it has to come from you. When the guy was singing. And my dad is sitting right next to my mom, and of course she's pregnant, and he's singing. Because I don't remember what he was singing. He was like, hey, are you with him? Like, he was singing this song. And part of the song, he was like, hey, are you with him? And you're like, well, obviously, I mean, I'm pregnant. I mean, of course, this is my husband. And then I remember when I won, because you sat in the front row.
Yes.
And you jumped straight up.
And I thought that baby was coming right then.
Oh, my gosh. And then everybody was like, Liz, sit down. Are you okay? And you're like, oh, my gosh. It was so great.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
really good memory.
Yeah. I remember you jumping up. And you can see yourself in the video. You can see my mom.
Big, she's, fat, pregnant.
She's in the front row. It was so funny. But I won that year. I was Miss Preteen Arizona. It was so awesome. My year of reign was incredible. I met so many amazing people, and I've learned so many life lessons from that year, and so many great friends that I've had from then till now, and I still hang out with them, and they still bring up, Cassie, you remember when we went to Disneyland? I was like, yeah, I remember that. That was so much fun.
I think that's what opened up all the doors for you, just mm-hmm. after you won that.
Right.
And then you went to the next system. And
mm-hmm. And it's really cool because the pageant, NAM, used to always be on my birthday, the 18th. It used to be like the 16th, 17th, and 18th. So on the 18th of my, I think it was when I was turning 13. Is that correct? No, I was turning 14. Mm-hmm. I won. And then when I was giving up my title, I was turning 15.
That was a sad one.
Yeah, that was really sad. I was like, that stinks that I'm...
You won on one. I won and then had to give it up.
But that's okay. But I think my family... Do you like that I do pageants, Mom? Yes.
I love what pageants have done for you. Mm-hmm. It's very stressful on the mother.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I worry and, you know.
Actually, yeah, that's true.
I get very nervous.
You get
a little edgy.
You get really nervous. And I'm like, Mom, calm down. It's all good.
I know.
And
you're like, you're more
you
calm than I am.
You understand. I know. And I'm the one that has to be. I don't think I could watch someone be on stage, though. Like, I even cringe when I see myself. I'm like, oh, gosh, please skip the video. I never want to buy the videos because I know that I'd have to watch myself.
I would highly recommend them for children who are shy, girls who are shy, though, mm-hmm. like the right system, not right. those glitz and glamour ones. Those right. scare me.
But, ones that develop young ladies
right.
into their personalities.
Like NAM is really good. I mean, putting a hoot out for them.
Yeah.
They did a really great job with you.
They really did. And I think my brothers really like when I do
pageants,
too.
Oh, yeah, because they get to escort
they
you.
They get to be on stage and
see
like,
all
oh,
the pretty
Cassie,
girls
I look
the pretty
good.
Dresses.
Like, I look good because of you. I look good because of you. Yeah, whatever. I'm the one that's in the beautiful dress.
Kyle
whatever.
Really likes doing that. He likes dressing up.
Mm-hmm. And I remember the year I won, he already acted like I was the queen. He was like, excuse me, please. Excuse me. Do you know who this is? I was like, Kyle, don't act like that. He's all, no, do you know who this is? This is Miss Preteen Arizona. Yeah. I'm like, Kyle, stop. Like, they're not going to give me the crown if you keep acting like that. Going to be like, really? No. Yeah. But I already acted like I had the crown on my head. I think that's another reason why I won. I was so friendly. I was so personal. I was so bubbly. Not to be, like, conceited or anything. But I remember just acting like I already had it on my head. So even if I didn't win that year and I went home, I had the most amazing year ever. And it was so great, and I didn't need that crown to really, it just emphasized my confidence, more or less.
And in school, it helped you. I had teachers making comments how you could get up in front of a class and be able to speak, and teachers would be like, wow, how did you give her a class or something? How can she can go up there and do these book reports with all this confidence? And
it was so great.
When I said it was pageants, the teachers would just be quiet.
Yeah, like,
because a lot of them don't understand what type of pageant
they always think of the glitz and the glam. But then we moved to Phoenix, I think a year after I won, and then we volunteered. We did so many things. I used to live with Allison, my friend that I met at NAM
for a couple weeks while we were transitioning.
It was almost a month, so it was pretty awesome. But I love her to death, and I'm going to leave it at that. She's so great. And we stumbled upon, or actually her mom stumbled upon, an organization called ANSO, and that's another pageant. And she was, it's where you, what was it, a large title? Where you just...
At large
title.
Where you can just write in an essay, and whoever has the best essay, they will crown you because they don't have an actual pageant here.
Right, and that's
and
what
you
I did.
That.
And I won, which was really awesome. And I got crowned, and we had to go to nationals.
Which was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Philadelphia.
Okay, well, first, I have to tell you the preparation. I stumbled upon an amazing woman called Nicole Turner, and I've had her on my show before. You guys all know Nicole. She was Miss Arizona 2007. And it's really weird because my next door neighbor is her mother-in-law, and I used to dance at the dance studio that Nicole teaches at. So it was like we were all really, really close.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it definitely was.
But she's with the Miss America
right.
organization, not with ANSA.
Right. And when I told her that I was entering a pageant, she's like, oh, I'll be your pageant coach. Oh, my goodness. It was really great to have someone like that. She's phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to just break down and cry when I would get done with her lessons. You've been to some of them, but you've never been to the interview part. I think that was the hardest to actually practice for. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my goodness, you only get 2 minutes with a judge. So you have to tell them pretty much everything about yourself in 2 minutes. And she would just critique me. She's all, no, yes, no, don't say that. No, don't say that. Yes, say that. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I remember coming home like, Mom,
I'm not going.
I don't want to do this. And you were like, no, Cassie, you start something, you're going to finish it. I was like, oh, my goodness, maybe I shouldn't have done this. But it was great. When we went to Nationals,
oh my gosh. You knew what to do.
Yeah, I was so prepared, probably the most prepared girl there. Because Nicole, she taught me the pageant stuff, but she also taught me the other stuff.
The image stuff.
Right, like what to wear, how to dress, how to do my makeup, how to act. It was like she transformed me into this amazing young lady for Nationals, which I was so grateful for because I love being prepared. I felt so prepared. I felt so comfortable on stage because I knew exactly what I was doing. She helped me practice it all. And she had everything down to the T. That's just Nicole. And I remember when we went and I entered ANSO, it was really close to my birthday. So that was sort of like my birthday present. Oh my goodness, when we went, Mom, you have to tell them. I mean,
it was like the Miss America
pageant. Right, it was over a week.
Amazing. There was a dinner cruise. I mean, it was just amazing.
It was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And we've never been there before. We went to the Philadelphia Zoo. And the stage performance was incredible. I had so much fun. I felt like I was in theater, but even better. It was
Model at Macy's.
Yes, we got to model at Macy's.
And you got what place?
I got first runner-up. Can you believe
it?
Out of all the
states, even the Virgin Islands, you did great.
And Puerto Rico was there, too. Mm-hmm. I did first runner-up. I think that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, even though you cried.
I know. I cried because I didn't win.
You didn't even want to go to the dance. How ungrateful is that? You know how many girls wanted to be first runner-up?
I know. That's sort of that thing. But let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. You just love your pets, but sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. When you're 11 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 11 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 11 and on to 12 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 11, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier. The show is Runway Role Models, and we are talking about me. So we were in the break, my mom doesn't like when I say totally awesome, cool.
Because those are the only three words
you have. I don't know. So Barry was like, come on, Barry. I was, come on, teach the new word.
Well, it's because I've got onto this thing here from, I keep saying, hey, dig. And I don't know where it started because I had to go to Greer for a couple of days in northern Arizona. And all of a sudden I'm in front of people. I'm going, hey, man, do you dig? And it's like, they're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Like,
I'm like, I'm
what
nuts.
What are you talking about?
And today, because we were producing a couple other shows, and I'm talking to the kids. I say, hey, are you digging this? Or are you? And I said, where is this coming from? You know? And, you know, it's almost like far out, man. You know, it's like, I mean, people say, really, if you think about it, you know, out of the box. We think out of the box. Well, we came up with that in the 60s, that far out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of. So, well, I'm really digging this. So keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, digging.
Like digging. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that's my new word. I have to like insert it. So, Mom, every time I say awesome, be like, eh. I
dig.
Mean, dig. That was so.
Yeah, that's real.
I was digging that. Mm. No, that was really cool. Alrighty. Then when I came back from Nationals, back to me.
Oh,
thank
here
you.
We go. It's fun for when,
a while. Oh. Okay. When we came back from Nationals, I felt like a different person. Like, I knew exactly what was going on. I felt really mature, if you'd say that. Didn't you think I was a different person?
Oh, you were definitely different.
Said
why
overly,
didn't I win?
Overly,
why was
overly
I
confident.
I'm just
overly
kidding.
Confident,
no, you were.
I think it
you
was.
Were. And you were different.
There was something about Nationals that really...
It's a growing experience.
Yeah, that really changed who I was, and I love it.
In a good way.
Yes, in a good way. Not a bad way. In a good way. And then when I came back, how did I get the job for the spokesmodel for My Tech Life TV?
You
worked with the magazine,
and he just offered you an audition.
Right.
And after doing Nationals, I think it really brought you out, and you did phenomenal. Which you can go check her out on iTunes.
Right. I'm on
You're
iTunes.
Still on there.
I'm still on iTunes for My Tech Life TV.
Yes.
And it's spelled Tech Life is spelled T-E-K, not T-E-C-K. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people
but
got
my
that
tech life
off.
Is not around anymore. It is now my life, I believe.
Okay. But I remember doing the shows for that. It was a lot of fun. What I did was I'd come in and they would roll the camera and I would do product reviews.
With a teleprompter.
With a teleprompter, which was really, really cool to work with. And so frustrating at the same time. You have no idea how frustrated I was because I'm that one person that's like, you say something and you say it wrong and you're like, oh my gosh, okay, it's okay. And then you say it wrong again. You're like,
I think they call that a perfectionist.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. And then you say it a third time and you're just like, why can't I, Cassie, what is wrong with you? Why can't you get this word? It's so easy because the product reviews would be from different countries. And some words would be incredibly
really
hard to
words.
Say. But I think I pulled through it. Don't you think I pulled through
it? Well, you know what? Let people go there and check you out.
That's true.
And then they can give you a review and they can contact you.
You can. That'd be really cool. If you'd like to send the show an email, send it to voiceamerkids@yahoo.com. Make sure to mention my name, Cassie Frazier, and mention the name of my show, Runway Role Models, and you can tell me how I did on iTunes, or you could ask me some questions that I can answer for you on the air, which would be really cool, don't you think?
Yes, I think you should do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll do it.
Talk about that later.
Talk about that later. Okay, after I was done with My Tech Life TV, because I decided that I like to venture out all the time. Like, I start something, and then when I sort of
get completed,
I kind of move on. So then I got into modeling gigs and I did car shows, I did Ateric Designs, I did tons of runway shows with different types of clothes.
You did modeling for Bounty Hunter.
I did
a magazine.
That was print modeling in front of an airplane. Rinnali models. I've done so many things.
I can't really pinpoint which one that I loved the most because they're so great. But I remember one of the events that we did was called Get Image Ready.
That's where you met Maddie Rose.
That's where I met Maddie. I love Maddie. Isn't she awesome? Yeah. She also has a show called The Fame Game. Check her out. She's awesome. I mean...
That's why you're here.
Not awesome. Wait, what is the word?
Oh, dig.
She's
here.
Dig. She's... No, that doesn't make sense. She's really cool.
I really dig her.
I really dig her. She is far out.
Thank you, Perry.
Far out. Okay.
Perry's writing this little note.
Yeah.
She's new lingo.
Okay. And then I met Maddie Rose there. I had my crown on for ANSO. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my gosh, who are you? And I told her all about me. And she was like, that's so great. And we hung out for the Get Image Ready weekend, which was totally fabulous. Mm-hmm.
You two were probably one of the youngest ones.
Yeah, one of the youngest ones there, and we took so many pictures together. Mm-hmm. And she added me on Facebook. And then one day when I was scrolling through Facebook, because you know when you get bored, and you're just like, what am I going to do? And then you just scroll through Facebook, and then you refresh it, and you scroll through it again, and then you refresh it and scroll through it again. And I came upon an invitation for Voice America Kids. And
through Maddie. She has really cool stuff on her Facebook.
She does. She has really inspirational things on her Facebook, too. And I remember looking at it, and I went to the link, and I saw all these different kids, and they have radio shows, and then I saw the adults that have radio shows, and how it was all on the internet, and I was like,
let's go.
Oh, my gosh, I have to do this. And my mom, she was like, I was like, Mom, I need a ride. And she's all, where are you going? I'm like, in Tempe, I think it is. She's like, you're joking. I'm not driving. That's like 30 minutes away. I'm not driving there. Like, no, you don't understand. I have to go. You're like, well, what are you doing? I'll let you know when we get there.
I thought she was going to just, because she had her crown at the time, I thought you were just going to do a show. That's what she made it sound like. Like she was just going to be like a little short guest appearance on a radio show. She didn't tell me how intense this was. Because she knew if I was thinking, well, every weekend I'm going to drive her there, not going to happen.
She's like, no, that's not happening.
Not with our schedule.
I remember walking in here and sitting down, and she's all, wow, this place is really cool. Yeah.
And,
I was
like, and then we met Perry.
And then we met Perry, cool. And we also met Tim McSpaden. And he was like, hey, you want to be on a live show? I'm like, haha, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was joking.
And I thought that's what you were here for.
No, I thought I thought he was joking. And he pulls me in to a show and he was like, hey, we have Cassandra Frazier, who is Miss Junior Teen Arizona. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be on a live show. Oh my gosh. And Maddie was there, so I kind of knew her because we were still new friends, and she was talking on the radio, and then I was talking with her on the radio, and it just felt so comfortable, and like it totally clicked. Oh, totally, not totally. Scratch that out. It was digging it. I have to come
you
up
were
with
digging
some,
it.
I was digging it. It was really awesome.
No, see, here we see these awesome. I know. Never mind.
Never mind. Whatever. We just can't do that. But I remember sitting there thinking to myself, I want to do this all the time. That'd be so awesome if I could do this all the time. So when I auditioned, I got the show. Yay. It was so great.
And then Perry's like, oh, yeah, we're going to put her on. I'm like, put her on what?
Put her on. You still had no idea. I didn't really fully tell her. She was like,
yeah,
what? Wait.
I was a little in the dark.
She's like, wait, why? Oh, my gosh. This is my 23rd show, too.
Oh, that's my lucky number.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I'm on my lucky number show.
Oh, my gosh.
This show should be about me, really.
Oh, my. Here we go. And then you wonder why I have a big head. Look at my mommy.
Really? I'm just kidding. Yeah, you weren't born like me. I was born like this.
Okay. But still, with my radio show, I remember sitting here the first time. Oh, my goodness. I got so frustrated, too, because I had Kimberly on, who was an actress.
She was your first?
Yeah, she was my first person.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out.
I know. Isn't that crazy? No. Yeah, she was my first person that I've ever had on the show. And I remember sitting here, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, what do I say? Like, what am I supposed to do? I was kind of like, okay, well, what happens if this happens, or what if this happens? I mean, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? Right. I remember having interview questions, and there wasn't enough. I remember having, like, 10. And I have, like, 30 interview questions, but I had 10. And I remember getting through all of them in the first 2 minutes. And I
but
sat there.
Kimberly's an actress, so she was able to pull
goodness, it off.
Oh, my goodness.
I love her so much. She was...
amazing woman.
Yeah, she's incredible. And she was sitting here, and she was talking with me. And I remember looking at her like, I have no more questions. What am I supposed to do? She was like, it's okay, I got this. I was like, okay. And she was just talking away about everything that was going on. She really brought me into the conversation. She made it very comfortable. Like, we had just met and we were just talking one-on-one with each other. So, I love you, Kimber. Shout out to Kimber.
Woo, Kimberly.
She's so great. And then after a while on my radio show, it's been so, so natural. It's like, yeah. It's like just talking. It doesn't really
it's
feel
like talking on the phone.
Yeah, talking on the phone.
You're definitely a natural, Cassie.
Yeah, although I text more than I talk, so it's kind of awkward when I talk on the phone. So, yeah. And I've already had my show for almost a year, right? Almost a year, because I started this 23 weeks. Oh my goodness, February. Oh my gosh,
that's coming up.
That's so great. I'm so excited. But since then, since I've started the show, my life has changed dramatically. I mean, you're growing up. Obviously, it's going to be changing. But I've met so many amazing people on my show who have taught me a lot of life lessons, and that's why I really love my show, because I bring in these people and you interview them and who they really are, and it's just like they teach you so much with just an hour of talking with them. And I really love it. I really love getting to who they are and who they want to be and where they've been and where they want to go. I mean,
their
I remember having Shanti Das on here, and she is a fashion designer, and she was from Rome, and she studied there for college. And the stories she told me, you know, off air, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you need to say that on air, you know? And then she wouldn't say it on air, and I'm like, well, remember when we were talking during the break? And she's like, oh yeah. And it's really funny to see people's personalities on the radio, because
they
it's
change.
Like, they change.
They get scared. They,
yeah, they get really intimidated, and they're like, well, what do I say? Well, what do I do? And I'm like, don't worry, I got this. Let's take a break. I'm Cassie Frazier. Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night. It's almost showtime. Tune in to Curtain Call every week for the latest happenings from the world of theater. It's news and reviews, both on stage and behind the scenes. If you've ever wanted to be a stage actor, theater director, or work behind the scenes in production, this is the show for you. Your hosts have been there and done that, and will answer all of your questions right on the air. Listen for Curtain Call. Weekly performances are happening Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel.
When you're 11 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 11 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 11 and on to 12 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 11, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Runway Role Models, a look at people who are making a difference now and setting an example for our future. Now, back to our show.
Welcome to the program on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Cassie Frazier. The show is Runway Role Models. And for only 10 more minutes, we have to talk about me.
We'll have to extend it to 12.
Yeah, 12 minutes. Yes, we're going to do it to 12.
Imagine that.
We have to do it all about Cassie. I'm just kidding. So since my show, I have been filming a movie called Mage. These are just some of the things that I've been doing that most people don't know about me, but it's this independent film called mage. And what mage is, it's a combination of a magic user. It's not really a wizard. It's not really a warlock. But what?
Is it kind of like a Harry Potter type thing?
It's sort of like a Harry Potter, but even better.
Of course, because you're the lead role.
Yeah, I'm the lead role. My person, my character that I play is called Eleanor. And what she does, she goes through these different type of life lessons on how to be a magic user to save the world, which is really great because I've met my cast members are phenomenal. I love them so much, and they're so funny, and they're so great to work with. And to check out Mage, you can go to completelygroundedfilms.com, which is the company my mommy owns.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that right, mommy?
Yes.
Yay.
Maybe that has something to do with why you got the lead role.
Haha, no. That's not it.
No. No. In all fairness, you are a good actress.
I auditioned for
you
it.
You did. You are a good actress.
And thank you very
much. Actually, you got it before I started my business.
That is very true. And I don't know. Do I seem like a good actress? People tell me a lot that I'm very convincing, but I don't know.
You want me to tell you the truth?
Oh, gosh. On the air? Okay.
Let's hear. I think you're pretty good, actually. Okay. I really do. Because you just act like yourself in that
right.
particular
role. Eleanor, she goes through things that I'm sort of going through right now in my life. And mm-hmm. she's just a regular teenager, and most teenagers are very confused. They don't know what's going on. They don't know why they're here. What's their purpose? Who are they? And Eleanor goes through all these different things that's like, well, I'm going to show you who you are. You're going to show yourself why you're here and what's your purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who you can help. And another thing that I'm in is I'm in a book. Woo-hoo! With Dolores that I had here. It's called Shattering Barriers, which is really awesome because it's coming out. The launch
at the end of this month.
Right. I think it's actually next week. It's next week. I'm so excited for it because I'm going to sign some books and then I get to see myself in a book. And
yeah, it's pretty amazing to be 16. It's really great. Well, you were 50 at the time when she interviewed you.
I was 15 at the time. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm so nervous. Like,
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm the youngest one in the book.
Yes, you are.
Which is so great because I'm going to be signing it. Like, have you read this book? You really need to read this chapter.
Even though you haven't.
I think
you read your chapter, but you haven't able to see
it. I think I'm chapter 13. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, I know. I was like, can I be 18? I like 13 because it's like in the middle, but I don't know if it's a bad number. Well, it's Halloween too. Okay.
Oh, how appropriate.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow. And so Dolores Seawright, just so you know.
Right. And
Give her the shout out.
Yeah, Dolores.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing. Yes, she's an amazing woman.
She is. She's just another woman that I love talking to, and we talk all the time, even when we're not on the air.
She's very positive.
She is.
And that's why I think she wanted to write this book. It's mm-hmm. about young women, or maybe some old women,
who
have just made some major accomplishments mm-hmm. thinking out of the box.
Right. And that's
making a difference.
Yes, this is very true. And my role models that make me want to be a better woman. Mom, don't look.
I mean, I can't believe I'm not on there. Are you kidding me?
Don't look at this. Oh, is God. Hilary Duff. I watch her movies all the time. Mm-hmm. And all the time. Mm-hmm. And every time I see one of her movies, I always think of it as me. Like, that's how I would act. And that's who I want to be. And Hilary Duff is still going strong. I mean, she's an author right mm-hmm. now, and she has two books.
Charity stuff.
Yeah, she does tons of charity stuff. She's getting married.
I think, didn't she?
No, she is married. Yeah, she already got married. And it's just like, I want to be just like her because.
You mean you want to get your hair cut like her?
No.
Oh, you did.
I did. I got my hair cut like her.
This is crazy.
I got my bangs cut like her because I saw them and I was like, Mom, I really want this. And so I went to the hairstylist and, like, you see this picture? This is what I want my bangs
like,
to look
she's
like.
She's blonde. You don't look like her.
I'm like, no, just the bangs. Just the bangs. And she was like, okay. And she probably thought I was really creepy because I had it on my iPhone. I'm like, you see this picture? Why do you have that on your... That doesn't matter. I want my bangs just like her. And another one of my role models is my mommy.
I know. Your Boucha.
Yeah, you've done so many things, Mom, that are so great. And I just want to give you props for it. And you're so strong. And you're just like me. Well, I'm just like you. So it's really great. And another person is my Boucha. Yeah. I'm going to cry. But she's my grandmother who passed away in February. And I miss her so much.
She's still here.
Yeah, she's one of my biggest role models. She stayed strong till she was 86, and she was, even still being at 86, she was still very spunky. She was always telling it like it is. And I remember going to her, and she was just like, "No, Cassie, do what your heart tells you to do." She's like, "Don't you let anybody tell you who you are." She's like, "You tell yourself who you are. You know who you are, and you know who you want to be. So be that person." And I think that's another reason why I really love this show, is because it's who I want to be, and it's who I am. And it's just so great to be on this show. I'm going to tear up. But I'm still a regular kid.
You should tell everybody how you almost gave up this.
I know. I almost gave up. I almost let my parents' divorce kind of tear down my life. And I didn't like it at all. And I didn't like how it was changing me and who I am. And I wanted to be someone different. So
stay strong for all those kids who are going through a tough time.
Yeah.
Stay strong and be true to yourself. Do what you want to do.
For sure. And I'm still a regular kid. I mean, I still go to school and...
Football games.
And I went to homecoming and I have friends. And I'm still a regular kid that does things that are really awesome. But I'm so sad.
It's okay.
Thank you.
You have a lot of characteristics of your Boucha. A lot of times when I think I miss her, I hear you say things. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, it's always a circle.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
It's okay, girly.
Okay. Now you can do the last part, Mom.
Okay, girl. It's all good. Okay, so what can we ask Cassie? So we always know that Cassie does this or that, or would you rather. So I think we're going to ask Cassie something. And this is my would you, or this or that.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
my gosh. Grayson Chance or Justin Bieber?
Oh, my gosh. Why would you ask me that? People are going to get really mad, but I'm going to say Grayson Chance.
Yeah. So we have this thing that Cassie listens to his, he has his own like radio on Pandora.
Oh my gosh, yes.
All I hear is
Grayson Chance. He's so great. He has a piano has words on it, and there's really inspirational words. It's a black piano, has white words. I want it so bad.
Yeah.
Have him sign it and give it to me. Grayson, if you're out there, sign your piano and give it to me.
Maybe we can have him on your
show. Send me an email, and then you can just send it to me.
Let's have him on your show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I know that the answer to this one. This is kind of cute, though.
Okay.
Hearts or smiley faces?
I love hearts.
Why is that?
I don't know. I draw them on the paper.
Tell them about your ceramic class. Everybody makes fun of you.
Oh, yeah. I only make hearts in ceramics. Yeah. I only make
hearts. I got like 20 of them now.
Yeah.
Can you make something
It's
different?
Really funny because during chemistry, I'll be on my paper and I'll be doodling and I'll just draw hearts all the time. And my friend, he'll look over and he'll be like, "Are those really necessary?" I'm like, "Yeah, yes, they are. They're so necessary." And I remember writing hearts one time and my teacher was like, "Cassie, are you done? Yeah, you can move on to the next slide." It was really embarrassing, but it was really cute at the same time.
Okay, stuffed animals or toys that can never be touched?
Oh my gosh, stuffed animals, of course.
Then why is it that you have all those porcelain dolls in your room that nobody can touch? Just asking a question there.
Well, those are from my Boucha. So those are something... Well, actually, I did play with those porcelain dolls when I was little, even though she never told you. She let me play with them all the time.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, so... That was something that I always played with. And I still play with them. I still brush their hair. I put the redo the ribbons on them. So, but I definitely think stuffed animals. Yeah, they're so fluffy. I love them.
What would you rather do? Be a model or an actress? Because you are actually have an opportunity now that's coming up.
I know.
That
I'm so
you
excited.
Get to sign with an agency. But it I'm looks so like excited. You're going to have to do either or. So which one will it be?
I love modeling. I love it a lot, and I think it's great. But the thing that I don't like about modeling is nobody really knows who you are and your personality. But you model phenomenal clothes, but nobody sees you. And I think acting really brings out a side that really shows people who you are and what you can do. And there'll always be pictures taken when you're acting, so... Sort of like modeling at the same time.
And it was
time.
Funny because I always pushed you into modeling and you never, ever wanted to do it.
I never wanted to stick with it.
All the opportunities you had, you turned away. And now you're like, I think I want to model.
Yeah. That's just because I really like those clothes and runway shows. I think they'd be really fun to do. It's kind of scary, but fun at the same time.
Would you rather eat a whole bag of Skittles or have no candy for a week?
Really? I know. I think I'd have to. Okay, well, I almost ate a whole bag of Skittles, like those big bag of Skittles.
Yeah, crazy about Skittles.
Oh my gosh, it kind of made me sick afterwards. So I think I would do no candy for a week because I don't like that feeling, of, like the taste of Skittles, and you're just like, why did I eat that last one? That was not good.
Yeah, you're like and then Skittles.
I know. Oh my goodness. Junkie. You know what I'm gonna do for Halloween? Because Halloween's coming up soon. Yeah. I am gonna do like a Skittle theme. Like I'm gonna dress like a Skittle. Like, I'm going to have, like, maybe a pink shirt or a red shirt and have an S on it and then have candy pants. What candy pants are they're the pants that you put your candy in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're, like, they look like clown pants.
They look like clown pants, but you put your candy in them.
Craziness.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to dress like a Skittle. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so if you could put a bow or a flower in your hair, what do you like putting in your hair?
I love putting, I love flowers, but I'm going to have to go with bows. I have like 30 bows and like 3 flowers.
I know. Every time we go into a store, you're picking out bows.
I know.
You're love the bow bows. Girl. That's just because when you were little, I told you that boys like bows because she wouldn't put bows in her hair.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So I told her that the boys really like bows.
And then I just kind of stuck with them.
And then she stuck with it. So that's a good trick, Mom.
It is. There you go. Out there. Okay. Well, that's going to do it. Do you dig?
Yeah,
that's cute. That's really cute. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And thank you, Perry, for your commentary.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was fun.
Skittle.
Skittles is so awesome. Thank you, Mommy, so much for
being
here with me.
You're welcome, girl. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Listen to the show weekly on voiceamericakids.com. Contact us at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Mention my name, Cassie Frazier, and the show Runway Role Models. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks again for tuning in to Runway Role Models on the Voice America Kids channel. Be sure to come back for more stories of inspiration next week at the same time. We'll see you then.